now 5:10 at WTOP, and as the use of prescription painkillers rose in America, so did the number of heroin overdose deaths. So what's the connection here? WTOP's Jamie Forzato continues our series, Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever.
A year ago, if you had your wisdom teeth removed, you might have been prescribed 24 hydrocodone pills. But this practice of aggressively treating pain is changing. Experts say the overprescribing of opioids in the last 15 years has contributed to the nation's current heroin epidemic, as 4 out of 5 heroin addicts started out abusing painkillers.
There has been a marked increase in the prescribing of opioids,
says Dr. Nancy Nielsen, former president of the American Medical Association.
So patients tend to have more of the opioids after a period of time, and the brain becomes very dependent on them.
Since 1999, sales of prescription opioids in the United States have quadrupled. And now there are enough pills out there for every American adult to have a bottle. So last year, the CDC outlined new guidelines advising doctors to prescribe fewer pills. But Nielsen says part of the problem is we don't like to be in pain.
We don't like discomfort of any sort, and we don't tolerate it very well.
Nobody wakes up and says they're going to be a heroin addict today.
That's Second Lieutenant James Cox, supervisor for the Fairfax County Organized Crime and Narcotics Division.
You get an injury. You go see a doctor. Prescribes you a pain medication, gives you a 3-month supply. You take, whether it be Dilaudid, Percodan, Percocet, Demerol, I mean, the list goes on, Oxycontin.
Once someone is hooked, it's hard to stop. Anne Arundel County Police Chief Tim Altamari calls opioid addiction an octopus from hell that infiltrates every part of someone's life.
It's poison. Everyone knows it's poison.
And when a doctor refuses a prescription to a drug-seeking patient,
if they don't have that drug, they're going to be vomiting. They're going to be sweating profusely. It's where the body truly needs that drug to interact day by day. Why pay $40 for a pill when I can buy a $10 bag of heroin?
In my next report, are doctors to blame, or were they set up to fail? Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
And you can hear the next story 1 hour from now.